Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you did because we got our good friend Gene Greisman back with us. Gene is one of the most talented individuals I've ever known. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of one of my favorite books, The Words Lincoln Lived By. Also, he's got a CD, several CD programs, including one called Lincoln's Wisdom. He's written a book called The Time Tactics of Very Successful People. His brand new book, which he's co-authored, is titled Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. And he's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. And he's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be on your program, if nothing. If for no other reason to hear those nice things said about me.
Well, they're all true, and I appreciate your time, Gene. Your membership in our Brain Trust is very important to us. Gene, one of the things that I want to talk about before we get into some other things, like I know we're going to talk a little bit about some of Lincoln's thoughts on leadership. But before we do, you know, the great conflict that that he oversaw prior to his death was actually the time of the origin of Memorial Day. Do you remember? Do you have some thoughts on how that began? Don't you?
Well, you're probably more up to date on that one than I am. I do know that this so many tens of thousands had been lost that it was felt that it would be appropriate to have a day when they would be memorialized.
Well, it all began the way I understand it. What I've read is that it began when women of the South came out on their own. Mm-hmm. And began. They began decorating the graves of men from the North and the South. They came out and wherever these men were buried, and they decorated those graves. And then not long after that, General Logan created a general order and called it. He named it Memorial Day. And ever since, you know, we've done that. And as you know, families have assumed this day as a day to decorate not just our military graves, but all graves, our ancestors. My family has been doing this for years.
I think it's a wonderful tradition because so easily we do forget, don't we?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, as you know, a lot of, in America, one of the things that happens on this day, people travel, people have barbecues, picnics, and they take a day off, et cetera, et cetera. And I fear that maybe we don't slow down. Not enough of us slow down for a minute and say, let's remember those people who actually paid the price that allows us to have what we have today.
You know, this whole notion in terms of leadership of remembering, I often quote in some of the seminars that I do, not as Lincoln but as myself, that often it is not new information that we need as it is remembering lessons that we may have forgotten. And the whole notion of remembering is a very powerful and necessary concept.
Well, one of the things that I think Lincoln would tell us is that if you don't remember your past, you're doomed to repeat your mistakes, aren't you?
Well, that's right. Very often, though, people do not learn good lessons from the past, both because they forget what happened and why they happened. But I think sometimes people, whenever they do remember, draw the wrong conclusions from what happened.
Why do you think that? What do you think that is?
Well, I think, take in the business of selling. Every small business people have to sell. Person goes out and he makes an effort to sell a product or service and is rejected. Mm-hmm. And the person says, "Well, I'm not gonna do that again. I'm gonna turn selling over to somebody else."
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, "Why did I fail? If I had said it differently, if I'd chosen a different time, a different way to present the idea or concept, I might have succeeded." So I think going back in and finding the right reason is terribly important.
Well, I think so, too. And I want to come back to that right after these messages. I've got a couple of thoughts I want to offer you and see what you think about them. Right back after these messages, folks. 22, we're talking about leadership on this Memorial Day. Stay with us. It's 17 till of Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. I hope you're hope you have a good one today, and hope you have a safe one. Hope you stop for just a moment. And you know, folks, wherever you are, whatever group you're in, whatever community who's surrounding you, whatever, you know, if it's with family, with friends, if you're just riding down the streets right now, at this moment, if you want, take a moment. Just stop and close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But just take a moment, take a deep breath, and say thank you to all those men and women who gave their lives, who paid the ultimate sacrifice, not because they wanted to, because their country called them. And they went, and they served, and they put themselves in harm's way, and one person at a time, built on top of the other, laid a foundation through their sacrifice. They've laid a foundation for you and me to have what we have, to have this kind of liberty, this kind of self-determination, the kind of things that we have in the United States. And just for a moment, stop, and if you can't do it in public, if you can't talk to other people, if you're uncomfortable doing it with other people, then just say it to yourself. Gene Greisman is that with us. Gene, what do you think?
I agree totally. I think it's the power of memory is a great lever.
Well, and it is. And folks, you know, it didn't have to be a big deal. I just, you know, sometimes I just stop and say a little prayer. Sometimes I just stop and I thank God for these people. I thank God for their sacrifice. And you know what else? I think it's appropriate that on this day that we stop and say a little prayer for those who were prepared to pay the ultimate sacrifice, but it just wasn't for them. It wasn't to be for them. They came home, but many of them came home wounded, and I think we should memorialize them as well for their sacrifice. Gene Greisman and I are talking about leadership. We're working out of his book, Leaders Speak. Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, which he co-authored with Pat Williams and Peggy Matthews Rose. Gene, chapter 14 is about what to do when you don't have a roadmap. And we were talking about. You were talking about memories and remembering what you've done in the past. You know, I've always said that the old story about you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successes. The reason that's true, Gene, is because when you're successful, you determine that it's because you're so smart, and you're very quick to celebrate. And while you're celebrating, it's not reflection is not part of the celebration. But when you fail, you have time to be a little more circumspect, don't you? You have time to think about it and reflect on what happened and to lick your wounds. And so it's at those moments when you actually have the most growth, isn't it?
I totally agree. In my academic career, when I was at North Carolina State University, I, for about 3 years, was asked to be the outside independent evaluator for a big federal program aimed at rural economic and social development. And I headed an evaluation team, and I had to get into evaluation research, how you do it and what is its logic. And I came to the conclusion that evaluation research is really, really difficult. By that I mean knowing whether something works, and more importantly, why it works or doesn't work. There's so many variables, and it's hard to tease out what works and doesn't work. But it's just very, very difficult. But I can't think of any exercise, any mental exercise, more important for the business person or for any person, for that matter, than to sit down and say, why did this fail, or why did this succeed, and what can I do to replicate it if it's a success, or what can I do to avoid this element, this action, if it was a failure?
You know, Gene, when I was one of the things that I was taught as a young man was Xerox. Some of the best personal growth and communication skills that I learned from Xerox. They were the best, especially back in the 70s. And they taught me something called self-analysis. And I'll never forget that. I still use it every day. And when I was selling for them, I would go on a call, and I would conduct the call, and then I'd come out of the building and get in my car, and I would sit there and I would reflect on what just happened. Was it good? Was it bad? How could I improve it? Was it a call where I wish somebody else had been there to watch how great I was, or was it a call where I was glad no one else was there to see me mess up so badly? And I would talk about that. And so what I determined, though, is every post-call analysis that I did was also a pre-call analysis for the next call. So one moment of introspection, one moment of self-analysis served me, not, you know, the last thing that I screwed up on served me well for the next time. If I stopped and looked inward at myself.
That's a terrific insight. You were good enough to mention my new book, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, and you mentioned the co-author. I should just give this footnote. The co-author is Pat Williams, who is a great Lincoln admirer, whom I teamed up with. But what is also interesting about him, he's a basketball executive, and he helped found the Orlando Magic, which is not doing too badly in the playoffs.
Hold on to that thought, Gene. We'll take a quick break, folks. When we come back, another thing I want Gene to talk to us about are some of these things that he's got a list of six things in chapter 14 that I want us to talk about when we come back. Stay with us. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit on this Memorial Day with our good friend, Dr. Gene Greisman. Gene is a highly talented, highly intelligent, very productive member of our society, and somebody who I'm very happy to say is our friend. He is the co-author of Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. And we're Gene, I need you to tell us how we can find you online and also how we can find your book.
Well, first of all, you can find me online at presidentlincoln.com, www.presidentlincoln.com. And you can get my books at Borders or Barnes & Noble. If they don't have it, they can order it, or you can get it on Amazon.com.
And if you're Googling him, it's G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N, the I before the E in Greisman. Gene, we're talking about, in this chapter 14 of your book, where you talk about leading with a roadmap, that you talk about six things that you identify six things that we ought to be willing to do for ourselves. One is be willing to invest in yourself, reassure people, communicate your vision, monitor the situation, appeal to the better angels of people's nature. I love that term. I've used that term in my writing recently, appealing to the better angels. That's a Lincoln quote. And then, of course, remain optimistic. Talk to us about these six things.
Well, first of all, if the first point, be willing to invest in yourself. if in a time of change there's technology, if there's a new way of doing something, make sure you know enough about the new way to be able to use it. Abraham Lincoln lived at the beginnings of the telegraph. And instead of saying, oh, gosh, this is something newfangled and I won't have anything to do with it, he spent hours and hours at the telegraph office learning how to communicate with it. Number two, reassure your people. Whenever you're leading in a time of change and you're telling them they have to change, very often they are going to concentrate on what they're having to give up. They are uncertain. You have to do a lot of hand-holding during a time of change. Three, you have to communicate your vision. You can see the outcome. You can see the brightness in the future. Often they can't, so you have to communicate all the time. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Monitor the situation. This is one of the most important ones. If you're trying to do something new, something that hasn't been tried before, you need to stay in touch with what you're doing all the time to see what's working and what doesn't work. If it's not working, you need to quit doing it quickly, and you need to amplify your efforts if it is working. That's a really powerful idea.
I want to stick something in here that we often attribute to Thomas Jefferson with regard to your mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. He said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. That's what Gene was just talking about.
Wow. I hadn't heard that particular quote.
Isn't that beautiful? Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. How powerful, how valuable is that, Gene? Think about that. If you can think of your failures as valuable, how about that kind of a perspective?
I love it. I absolutely do. We have time brief word on the last two.
Yes, you do.
The fifth one, appeal to the better angels of people's nature. Lincoln did use that in the first inaugural address. The truth is we're all mixtures of good and bad. And so you can appeal to the worst in people, to their hatreds, their resentments, their prejudices, or you can appeal to what's good in them, sacrifice, loyalty, caring, love. And then the final, remain optimistic. There may be times, if you're a leader, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you think, oh my Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? But whenever you lead your people, you have to push those doubts, concerns aside and say, we're going to make it. If we do this, we're going to succeed. You have to remain optimistic and see that ultimately success is ahead. I think one of the best examples of that, of course, was Winston Churchill, who did not say we're going to have an easy time of it, but instead he said, it's usually said, blood, sweat, and tears, but there's going to be a great price, but ultimately success.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to encourage you to go back and find that passage in Lincoln's first inaugural address. I love that term, appeal to the better angels of our nature. Gene, that's one of the most beautiful things I ever heard Abraham Lincoln say.
That's the way he wraps up the first inaugural address.
Exactly.
When again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Happy Memorial Day.
And the same to you, Jim.
God bless you and your family. We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Memorial Day. Don't go away. I got one more hour after this one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.